דף י"ג עמוד א' by the Mishnah. אין לוקחין בוטם אבודים ובהמה, אלא לצורך המועד, אלא לצורך המוכר שאין לו מה יאכל. So the Mishnah tells us that one is not permitted to purchase botim avodim b'heima elo letzorech hamayit, only he needs it for yomtev, elo letzorech hamoichel she'ein loy ma'yoichel, or if the lekech does not need it, but the moichel doesn't have what to eat, so then one is permitted to be purchased from the moichel a dire, even though he doesn't eat it b'chlal, it's a rechamoyit. Boy minei rove me Rav Nachman, schar puloi she'ein loi ma yeyochel mal. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, schar puloi she'ein loi ma yeyochel, she'ein loi lepoyol ma yeyochel, ma yeyochel. The poyol does not have what to eat. Mahu she'yitin loi meloche, is a person permitted to give him malacha, ula seichoi, and to hire him, kadei sheyeloi malacha. Emerson, so in Chalkas B'yamin, there are two chidushim over here. Chidush number one is that the poyel is permitted to work, and chalamoy, ein loy ma yoichal, is permitted to work, you don't let him borrow, is permitted to work. And number two, there's a second chidush, that someone is giving him work, which is not necessarily a tzorech hamoyit, and the one who's giving him to work is a moyed kerevach. Like this, we had a din that someone just something that I'm not permitted to do. I'm not allowed even to give a goy to do it, even though the goy is not mitzvah. But one is not permitted. What he's not allowed to do in chalamoyit, he's not allowed to give a goy. And here, all of a sudden, we have a moyed kemetziyah. That he needs work, so there's a lot of things I'll give him to work. My factories will be working on chalamoid. I'm nebuchad after ain't lay my yoichal. Yeah. Omalei tanine oile tzeire chamoicha. She'ein loy ma yoichal. Masuyei mai, lab lasuyei schar pule. Omaloi loy perushi komeforish. Let us see Rashi. Lasuyei mai, ila moicha otoni loy letzerech hamoicha. The Mishnah says, letzerech hamoicha, you're permitted to buy a bias, either letzeirech hamoyit or letzeirech hamoycha. Elo lasuye schapule. So she'ein lei mayoichel is speaking about another case, that the one is permitted to hire a worker, she'ein lei mayoichel the muta. So the Gemara says, perushi komefarish, letzeirech hamoycha keitzat, כגוין שאין לו למויך מה יאכל, לא ילום לתפשית מיני לסחר פעולה. Let us elaborate a little on this Gemara. The Gemara had a shaila, is one permitted to hire a worker שאין לו מה יאכל? Shaila, and then the Gemara wanted to say, Shein Le Mayechel is going on a poil. Gemara says, no, it's going on the Moicha, Perushi Komefarish. And Lechere, if it's going on the Moicha, so we also have a raya, that there's a heter, Shein Le Mayechel. You're not allowed to sell houses, Tamazoi. You're only allowed to sell a Tzerech HaMoyed. But Shein Le Mayechel, we see it's permitted already. That means, Yisurei Chalamoid becomes Nita if Ein Le Mayoichel. So what is the whole Shail of the Gemara Schar Pu'ula? So that's what the Mokhi Yosef says, the Gemara nu par kematye is mutter by ein loy mayoichel. The Mishnah is speaking about Issa par kematye, not meloche. Issa par kematye, they were mutter she'ein loy mayoichel. So we're clearing a shayle, not par kematye, to do mamish ha'meloche. That is mitzad the one who is doing it, Aistis. The meicher is selling, so could be they only matter for a meicher to sell, not for a poyo to do a melochin chalamoy. That's the shakla v'tai in the Gemara. If she'ein loy mayoichal is coming to be marva filu a poyo, or it's a pirish why the meicher is permitted to sell. What it's called the tzerech ha-meicher, she'ein loy mayoichal. I think the Ritva says another Mahalach, which is Negeya, the second Chiddush of Eloi Mayoich. We said Bemison, there's two Chiddushim. There's a Chiddush that someone is permitted to have work done for him if there's a Poyosh Eloi Mayoich, which is a big Chiddush. So it could be Mishleime by Moiche, so Achsim the Ritva says the lekeach is like a tuffel to the meicher. It's not called, it's called he's selling. And the meicher is permitted to sell. Because ain't le mayoichel. So there it's not so much nikir that he's also deriving benefit from this. The meicher is selling and he's buying from the meicher. But by poyo, there already meloch is being done for him. So there would be a havamin, here it's already more nikya that malach is being done for him. So there'd be havamin, it should be also mitzad the maskir. It's kamash malon that this is also permissible. Now, there is a machloikis, the Magen Avraham, and the Eloi Rabbe. What is the translation of a poyel she'ein loy mayoichel? The Magen Avraham says she'ein loy mayoichel. He does not have money for lechem u'mayim. She'ein loy mayoichel. He doesn't have what to eat. She's permitted to work to have lechem u'mayim. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Vafal pikein, the Magen Avraham says that this is only by a poyel. But by a moicher, he brings Dachsme a Yerushalmi, a moicher is permitted to sell, even though he has lechem o'mayim, but he doesn't have enough tzolche yachag, he's permitted to sell. So he says there are, and the Magen Avraham explains, because by a moicher, it's only in Issapar Kematye, so they were meikel. If he doesn't have enough for the tzolchei achag, afilu yez lechem amayim, it's also permissible. Ma she'en came by a poil, which were matem to do melochis and chalamoy, then they were only matter if they'd only matter for lechem amayim. That's the shita samogen avrom. And the Mishnah brings down the Yoleh Rabbah. The Yoleh Rabbah holds his chaylik on the Magen Avraham, and he holds that afilu by poyel also it is permissible for they should have for tzolchei hachag, even though he has mayochel, he has lechem amayim, he should be able to purchase tzolchei hachag, bosa v'yayin, etc. I saw the Matzavis Moshe wants to be mevayer the shakla v'tayy of our Gemara according to the Magen Avraham. We have a shakla v'tayy. The Makshin held she'ein le mayoichel is another case. It's coming to tell us about a poyel she'ein le mayoichel. The Gemara is matche. No, pirushi kom afarish. No, it's this pshat meichel. So he wants to say, what was the shakla v'tayy of the Gemara? So he wants to say like this. The Makshin held, if we learn according to the Magen Avraham, so the Makshin held like the Magen Avraham, by a poyel, the halacha is, that he's only permitted to do work if she'ain le mayoichel. He doesn't have lechem or mayim. She'ain le mayoichel. So now the Makshin learned the Mishnah very elich. The Mishnah says she'ain le mayoichel. So it can't be a perish on moichel. It can't be a perish elitzoyach ha-moicha she'ain le mayoichel, because by the moicher he's permitted to sell afele yesh le mayoichel, as long as he doesn't have tzolche achak. And here it says she'ein loy mayoichel, so kochach she'ein loy mayoichel is another case, another heter, that a poyel is permitted to do meloche if ein loy mayoichel. That is how the Makshin held. So it comes out like this, the she'ein loy mayoichel is beautiful. You don't have to say pshetlach and she'ein loy mayoichel. But the flow of the Mishnah is not so good. And then you have to clear your throat, and then she'ein le mayoichel. But the words are good. The words shtibgivaldik, they're very meduyik. And the Tarzan told them, Faker, the flow of the Mishnah is machia, that you have to dilute she'ein le mayoichel. Doesn't mean mamish she'ein le mayoichel. Shein le mayoichel etzolche yachak. That means since the flow of the Mishnah is going on moichel, and moichel le maise, it's labdavke shein le mayoichel, shein le etzolche yachak. So memele, fakert, that's machia. That is machia, that the flow of the Mishnah is machia, that we should say shein le mayoichel is labdavke. Let us see Taisvis. In loikhim batim avodim, elo letzerech hamoy. Perish harav rab yosef, uadin bishar dvorim tzorech letzerech hamoy. To osa limker peris elo letzerech hamoy. Elo revuse kemashmelon, da filo hani da haven befarhesye shori letzerech hamoy. Now let us explain what Rav Yosef is saying over here. The Mishnah, he says, is very misleading. Learn the Mishnah, and loikhim batim avodim ubehema elo letzayr chamoyit. So it seems from the Mishnah, that's, and loikhim batim avodim ubehema elo letzayr chamoyit. Vice is other things. One can purchase a filo shaloy letzayr chamoyit. That's the ivre in the Mishnah. And Rav Yosef had a kashi, he cannot say like that, because the next Mishnah says, Moichen peiris ksus v'keilim, Moichen betzine, Moichen peiris ksus v'keilim, Moichen betzine, l'tzorech hamoyik. So you see, by ksus v'keilim, it's also the l'tzorech hamoyik. So everything, the pakematia hamuteris is only mutter, whatever the dover hanimkar is, it's only mutter l'tzorech hamoyik. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? So Luchay Rav Yosef says, the Mishnah is not coming to tell us that Shaloy Letzayrech HaMoyed is also. That's poshit. I mean, really, that's me the way Rav Yosef says pshat in the Mishnah, we should read the Mishnah as follows. Pimoichik Da'en and Ella. And the Mishnah is saying, Loikhin Batim Avodim Ubehemo Letzayrech HaMoyed. The Chiddush is, that Letzayrech HaMoyed, one is permitted to purchase batim avodim ubehime, and what is the chiddush? The chiddush is, even though it's avshemilse, that means this is, so avshemilse like is a zilzul in chalamoit, afol pikein, it is permissible. So I mean, he's coming to say, well, the ein and elo is lavdavke, it's coming to tell her, elo letzerech, elo vuse kemashmu dafilo hani davafereshi shogi letzerech hamoit. The ikir is that one is permitted to purchase batim avodim letzorech hamoyed. Betzorech iyun, so now Rav Yosef has a suffix, itzorech bahani tzine. Does this need tzine? K'may bahi de peiris ksus fekele. So, I saw the Matzavis Moshe explains the suffix of Taisvis as follows. Rav Amagid says, the next Mishnah, Moichei Peiris Ksus Vekelim, moichem betzine lezeirech hamoy. So he says, why be emerson do you have to do betzine? This is mamish. This is doch a chalamoydike zach. It's a tzeirech hamoyed. What's betzine? What's wrong with it? So the Rav Maggid says, because since this is umnosoi kol hashana, this is his job, so it comes out that by him, man, a chalamoid is a workday, weekday, there's no chilik. By him there's a zilzel in the chalamoid. By him there's no difference chalamoid than any other day. So that is why they said, no, so you can't do the way you do during the year. You have to make a shini. The store can't be open the way it is the whole year. So that's why it has to be betzine. So the Rav Maggid says, the mission is moyredik medayik, moychei peiris. That means that's their panose. They're storekeepers, they're grocers, moychei peiris. They have to sell betzine. What'll be if a person, he's not a grocer by profession, he just got a hold of, somehow he got a hold of 500 pounds of peaches and he wants to sell them. He could sell it before Hesher. The whole din of Tzina was only by Moichrei Peres. That's what the Rav Maggid says. Moichrei Peres. So now, what is our Mishnah speaking about? Ein leikrim botim elo letzorech hamoy. We're buying a house letzorech hamoy. Who are we buying the house from? We're not buying from a real estate company. We're buying a yochid wants to sell his house, so you're only allowed to buy letzorech hamoy. So al koponim the iser that applies there, the din tzine that is needed by Moichei Peiris, the emerson, it doesn't apply here. He was speaking about a person, Alpi Mikra, is selling his house. No, by Mechiris Batim, there's another chesaron. It's Avshemilse. So that's Taisvah Sofik. Does the Din Tzine, which the Mishnah says applies by Moichei Peiris, does this apply by Loikrei Batim, even though there are different reasons why there are, but could be also there's a din tzin. Now let's just explain something. L'chayre tzatarti desasre. Here we're talking, the whole reason it's also because it's avshemilse. That's why it's also. That's the chiddush, that even though it's avshemilse, it is permissible. Now there's a subject that has to be betzine. So, l'chayre the two different things. By the avshem milse of leikrin batim is not the maise kinyan. The avshem milse is people speak about if someone will sell the Empire State Building in Chalamoy, it's a dover hanispalsam, not because the maise kinyan was bepilsam, but the results of the kinyan becomes nispalsam. That's the avshem milse sheboy. So now Taisvus is clearing a shaila but the etzem maisa kinyan, does it has to be also in a, does it have to be in an oifan of tzine? Al kaponim, let's be mechase this chaylik, or perhaps it is no shaychas at all with Moichei Peiris. Moichei Peiris, the reason is, we said from the Rav Maggid, because it's nosu bekach kol hashone. But here Bechlal it doesn't apply. We won't gain too much by the Avshem Milsa will still remain. Do we have to be master the Maisa Mechira? So that's Taisvah's off. So now so a person will say, how can you have such a Sofit? I mean, if the mission of Moichei Peiris specified that it has to be Betzine, and here, our Mishnah doesn't specify that it has to be Betzina. So you see, Klo, that it doesn't have to be Betzina. So Taisha says, no, Vahi de la el machnis peiris, matzrich bigmore tzine, afal pishayne be Mishnah. We see that there are dine tzine, even if the Mishnah did not specify it.
weil machen es Peres und Nea genommen, der Mischne der Nazi zinnen, der Bereis ist er zinnen. So, we mail so it could be that the Tane was Seimach that will learn out from Meichai Peres, and it could be this that didn't zinnen. So, Teisvis is Mesubik. Now the Gemara, so we have here a boy minei Rove Mirav Nachman. Rove Kler the Shaila is the heter of Schar Pa'ule She'ein Loi Ma'yoichal. And Rav Nachman wanted to be poishit from the Mishnah, and Rove was matchet, no raya from the Mishnah. Eisvei Abaye en Koisven Shitrei Choy B'moyed. One is not permitted to write a shtachoy b'moyit. V'meinoy ma'minoy. This gilsoy is oy or without the oy, she'ein loy ma'yoychol. Arei ze yichtoy. Then one is permitted to write a shtachoy. She'ein loy ma'yoychol lasuye ma'y, lav lasuye ischapule sh'ma'mino. So before we go into pshat in this Bereise, but he says, we have here three halachas. One, like this one is not permitted to write a shtachoy. If he doesn't trust the loiv, he's permitted to write a shtachoy. And there's a third case, if the sofer does not have mayoichal, so a mele, so also a shtachoy can be written, even though theoretically it didn't have to be written now, it could be written after the moiv. But it can be written now because of the tzorech of the sefer. So we have here enough in the Bereise that there's a lasuye schapula. That's how the Gemara was poshut. Now the loshen eisvei is a psashvera loshen. What's an eisvei abaye? Who is abaye asking a kasha on? Rove kler da shaila. Rav Nachman was poshut. The Shaila from the Mishnah, Rava was matras, so finished. So now, we don't have a raya. So it's begayres toshma. So Rashi in the Ksav Yatak is moichik eisvei, and Rashi says toshma. Let us see Rashi. Look Rashi. V'meinei ma'aminoi malvelo loive. This is the Rashi is explaining because Mistomer, the first sentence speaking about the loive, the loive writes to shtachavo, not the malve. Saying kaismish shitrechoy v'moye, the loive doesn't write to shtach. V'meinei ma'aminoi, now we're going to the malve, that's the Rashi, v'meinei ma'aminoi malvelo loive. She'ein loy ma'yoichal lasuye mai. She'ein loy ma'yoichal, what is that coming to teach us? Imishum loyve, if it's coming to tell us the loyve, or come meine meine mutta. It says if he doesn't trust him, it's mutta. Oh, here you can say that terutz perushi come farish. The Rishash wants to be geiris metarzi milsim. He wants to make a geiris in the Hochi also, but I think we can learn the Hochi metarzi milsim is very good. You'll be metarzi as follows. Dim ein loy ma minoy, she ein loy ma yoicho. So that's Mirashi wants to say like this. The Emerson, that in this Bereise it says that if he doesn't trust him, he's permitted to write the shtar. So that means he's not mechuyev to lose money, so he's permitted to write the shtar. So it's a dover ha'ovet. So l'cheira one could say, I'll tell you different etzer, don't lend him the money. So you be ois dover ha'ovet. So one could say that pshat in the Bereis is as follows. That when do you write a shtar? When there are two factors. Number one, you don't trust the loiver. And number two, Shain Le Mayoich, doesn't have what to eat. So that's no eitzah not to lend them the money. So you have to lend them the money. Now I have a problem, but I don't trust them. So then you write the shtar. So that's Lechayre. So that's the whole trash is kashas. Vachile motzul etrutzi perushi kamafarish. Tochi metal tzemils. Dimein noi maaminoi. She'en loi mayoichal. That it's two things. He doesn't trust them. And he doesn't, the loiva doesn't have what to eat. Lav milsehi. So Rashi says, that's not true. The mutabalafuch, he allowed to lend the money for his yesh loi mayoichal. So that can't be. So koch she'en loi mayoichal. Is another case that another tzio when you write the shtar, when the sefer does not have mayoicha, l'davoini, there's a Magen Avraham, a Mishnah Brura. They say, pshat in this halacha, I don't understand what they're saying. Mishnah Brura, in Tak Mem Hei, Sif Kotn Lamed Hei, brings it from the Magen Avraham, but he explains it a little better. So, they explain the first thing. Ein Kaisven Shitrei Chayv B'mayit. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Yochel Ahamta Lichte V'sa Shtar Achamoy, you can write the Shtar later. Fine, good. It's Maminoy, so you can write the Shtar later. So you don't write the Shtar. V'im, Kvar Nosan Loi Hamoyz, but what if he gave him the money already? Afilu Bifnei Eidim V'kinyin, Nachmel, he gave him the money Bifnei Eidim. Eidim saw he lent him the money. L'chay, you have to give the money b'fnei Eidim, because you're not allowed to lend money without Eidim. The Kenyan, and they made a Kenyan. So if he made a Kenyan, so he has to prove that he paid back the money. He's not nematataina parati. Somebody is. But if he gave him the money b'fnei Eidim, the Kenyan, mutalichtoiv, then you're allowed to write a shtar. V'yeshlochu shema yamusu ha'eidim, maybe the Eidim might die. The yichper achakach, and he'll be kaifer. So mel ben yalat to write a shtar. Let's put down, everyone brings down this halacha. So first, let's understand this halacha. And then let's understand how do we learn pshat in the baraisa. So first one says that's a amuim dikach chiddish. We're speaking about a person who is maminoi, an elacha person. He lent him bifnei edim. And they made a kinyan, so he's not nemat a taina parati. So all of a sudden, we're chayish, shema yamusu eidim. This is speaking about in chalamoy, this is lachay razman muet. We're all of a sudden, we're chayish shamise, that the two eidim are gonna die. All of a sudden, we're chayish shema yichper. This is a person that's maminoi. And then you're allowed to write a shtar. Which is, these two chashas are very mechudish thing. Fine. But the Magen Avraham says, yechayish, so yechayish. But, so then I don't understand the baraisa. So the baraisa is speaking about that he did give him money. If he gave him money, then I feel him amino. If he gave him money with Edom, you write a shtar and chalamoy, no shayla ba'alat. We're afraid maybe the Edom will die and then there'll be kaifa. Then you zicher write a shtar. No problem. So we're speaking about that he didn't lend them the money. So what's happening? So what's the case of Emeinu Maminoi? What is it talking about over here? Emeinu Maminoi, but if, so he didn't give him the money, so what are you writing a shtar for? And in Shulchan Aruch, there's a whole tumult over here. That even though he's lends him, it's not letzayr chamayit. Shulchan Aruch speaks about by einay maminay. Well, he's lending him the money because letzayr chamayit, not letzayr chamayit. This whole cheshbonus, why he's going to lend him the money. But Alkocher was speaking about that he lent him the money. If he didn't lend him the money, so what's einay maminay? So he doesn't trust him. But why have to write a shtar now? First, lend him the money. You can lend him after chalamayit. So write the shtar then. I can't begin to understand how they learn Pshat in the Baraisa. But Achmed's a double chiddush. The first thing is, as a big chiddush, you're permitted to write a shtar because l'chayish l'misa b'zman mu'et and shema yichper haloive. And I don't know, the b'kayfa forgot about the avoy, he was torid, he's an elach, he'll still forget. But you're allowed to do it, and so that's one chiddush. And the second chiddush is, the second difficulty is, I don't understand, so I don't understand Pshat in the Baraisa. So the Baraisa is speaking, I didn't lend them any money. So we didn't lend them any money, so why do you write a shtar by Einem Aminai? Zog the Gemara weiter. Moisev Rav Sheshes. So Kaponim, we brought a raya, Abai brought a raya, that one is permitted to hire a poyel. One is permitted to hire a poyel, Shein Leim HaYoychal, to do a maloche, which normally is not necessary to be done, but if the poyel is Shein Leim HaYoychal, he's permitted to do it. Moisev Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes Akash, Chachomim Imrim. Here we are speaking about Yudalad Nissen, Kaidim Chatzais, Sholish Umnius, Oisin Moloche, Barve Psochem at Chatzais, Hachayotim, Basaporim, Bakoivsim. These three Umnius are permitted to do these three Moloches, Erev Pesach. Why are they permitted to do it? Achayotim, shekein had yitoyfer kedarke b'chayli shalmoy. Hasaporim ba'kaifzim, shekein aboim imdines hayom, v'yaitim b'sesurim etorim lasaper l'chabes b'chayli shalmoy. So al kaponim, we see from this that they were mater certain malachis yudalad nissen, Kaidim Chatzais, without any tnoim, if these malachis al kaponim are mutter in a certain oifen in chalamoid, that means if it's mutter in a certain oifen in chalamoid, so they were matter legamri and all oifanim, yudalanis and kaidim chatzais. But that's the guidelines that the Chachamim tell us. So yes, the kash is Rav Sheshes, the kash of Yisal Kedaitach. Schapur she'en lo ima yoichol shori. If you'll tell me that one is permitted to hire a poyo she'en lo ima yoichol, so if you tell me that that's also muta, that's what the bai was poishit. Is kol malochis nami lishteri. Ikes schapur she'en lo ima yoichol. So Memele, if the guidelines of Malach HaMuteres Yudalad Nissen is whatever is in some way Mutter and Chalamoid is always Mutter Erev Pesach. So since all Malachis are sometimes Mutter and Chalamoid for Apoyu Shein LeMayoichel, so all Malachis should be Mutter B'Choloif and Erev Pesach. So Mamela is a raya that it's not true. That a poel shein le mayoichel is not permitted to do malachis. Maskiv lo rapopes, na rapope asks, so what is Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes wants the proof from this aloche that a poel shein le mayoichel is not permitted to do malach and chalamoy. That's why they only were matter these three malachis. If the way you are learning Pshat, you're learning Pshat, that whatever is mutter in certain instances in Chalamoid is mutter Erev Pesach. Why did they only specify three malachis? Achayotim esaporim v'akoyipsim. El meyate binyan lishteri, but binyan should be mutter erupaisach, she can koisel agoyelu shus arabim, soisel uboyne kedal kavim neyasakonem. Binyan is mutter in chalamoid in certain instances, so let binyan be mutter erev pesach. Mas if lo rabine elomeyato lablo lishteri aksivis lablo shalosi bi mutarer of Pesach shken kaisvim kedushin noshim gitten b'shoivrem kedushin noshim gitten b'shoivrem ma mutar in chalamoyitz ma meila they should be mutarer of Pesach. El Omar Abashi, Moyed Arba Osa Koromis, Moyed Mishum Tichel, Vemokim Seide, Sharu Rabono, Arba Osa Mishum Tzer Yontev, Midi de Tzer Yontev, Sharu Rabono, Midi de Lab Tzer Yontev, Loi Shori Rabono. Let us first see Rashi. Kol malach nami tishteri berev ha-peisach. The ishteri schapule b'chayli shomayit ala tifshut mino. The schapule sheinli ma-yoychel also b'chayli shomayit. And that's why it is also erev peisach. Maskib lo rapop ad rav sheish is porich. He's asking me the porich ma-haydes nan shalish umnis ois malach berev barvi psochim. Alma sova kol malocha shoshayat alas is b'chayli shalmoyid oisin oisin berev ha-peisach. That's a yulam shat in kain binyan lishteri berev ha-peisach dakoisel ha-goyle shusrab mutalif noise b'chayli shalmoyid sisi binyan zvotan chalamoyid maskiv lo rabine sova nami kerapop. He's also choylik an rav sheishes. Achi gasin elam arabashi mishum tzerich yontem shori kigen ani gimu umnis vesuloi uadine meile ma yoichol den tzerich yontem godol mize. I'd like to elaborate a little what is pshat in this gemara. The Ritva says pshat in the gemara as follows. Rav Sheishes had understood pshat in the Chachomim that the Iker Tam, that they were matter, the Sholish Umnis, by the Erev Pesach, was because the Mutter B'moyit, everything that is Mutter or Kaponim, in a certain life in a Chalamoyit, is Mutter B'cholifanim, Erev Pesach, Koidim Chatzos. So Memele, so he says, there's other Malachas that are also Mutter, the umalochas amuta by a poyer she'ein le'mayoichel, and then the apop estakasha, rabina estakasha. If that is pshat, so afilu you'll be chaylik on poyer she'ein le'mayoichel, but the zicha of the malochas that should be, which amutan chalamoid, boin is muta, ksiv is muta, so memela that should be muta erev Pesach. That's the kasha. So what's the teretz? So the teretz is that the Emerson, this is not the main reason why they were matter meloche erev yontev, because it's mutan chalamoid. It was only mentioned as a sniff ba'alma, but that's not the ikar reason. What is the ikar reason? The ikar reason they were matter these meloches, the chayotim and the kaifsim and the saporim, the reason they were matter these malochis, b'pnei shemalochis eilu hein l'tzeirich yontif. These are malochis l'tzeirich yontif. V'derech b'nei odom la'achrom ad yudalit. Normally people wait till the last minute. They wait till erev yontif to, maybe it's not the last minute, that's the proper time to take a haircut and to, And then the Kaibis Begodim. So Memele, so this is Erev Yontif, they were Mata, Molochis Lutzerich Yontif. And Avadigivis, Apoyel Sha'ein Le Mayoichel, Erev Yom Tov, he's allowed to do whatever he wants. Because it's also Tzorech Yom Tov. He wants to make money to have at the Yom Tov. That what he mentioned, the three umnis, because that's derech klal. This is a protish tikemais. That means everybody normally does not take a haircut. Everyone needs a chayit and a kovis, a memele. So this is a general umnis that is mutter to do erev Pesach. If they're protistic cases, if someone has to work because he doesn't have what to eat, Vashteitzach, that's also a matter of Tzolcheyon. Now the Gemara is proving that you cannot learn the way you learned till now, that there was a limud, that we're learning whatever is mutter, halamoid is mutter erev Pesach. You can't say this pshat, because the Issa Melochen Chalamoid and the Issa Melochen Erev Pesach are two, because of two distinct reasons. So since they're also because of two distinct reasons, you can't learn out one from the other. Because what applies by one does not necessarily apply by the other. So Al Kochach, you have to say that what they were Medame, since it's Mutter B'Chalamoid, that's a sniff Ba'alme. But the real reason why they were matter these Gimel Umnias is because it's a Tzorech Yom Tov. So Mameila, the Tzorech Yom Tov, they were matter. Why did they ask the Melocha? Because they wanted you should do the Shad Tzorech Yom Tov. Shechta the Kol Pesach, make matzah, have morah. I mean, there's a lot to do Erev Pesach. So Mameila, therefore they asked Melochas. But they said, so, forget, you should do Tzolche Yom Tov. So these things are Tzolche Yom Tov. And Umin Shein Loi Mayoich, Lus Tzolche Yom Tov. He just threw in, you know, this is even Mutter Chalamoid, but not that it's a limut from Chalamoid. Because the Issa Meloch and Chalamoid is as follows. This is the Loshen of the Ritva. Ki Tam Issa Meloch and Bemoid Mishum Tirchet. The Issa Melochen Chalamoid is als Tirche v'shaloi l'mayit b'simchas haregel. That Vakerti shouldn't be Teireyach. I think he means because if he'll be Teireyach, he'll be m'mayit simchas haregel. We've mentioned the Keren Oire and the Avbeis Amad Aleph. Keren Oire says that we learn now from the Pasuk, he says Chalamoid is not called Yontem, it's called Mikroi Kodesh. What's the taich mikroi kodesh liyos pnuyim lasik b'mitzvahs lifonis l'kedusha l'kayim mitzvahs chagige v'asimcha? We want that the anhoge of a yid mechalamoid he should be oisik in dvorim shebekedusha. So memele a dover that's teireyach, that's matrid. So this is the exact opposite to the Ruach of Chalamoid. So that's why that is also. There is an Isser Tilcha. This is the Loshna Ritva. Kitam Isser Alocha B'mayin Mishum Tilcha B'shuloh L'mayit B'simcha Sarege. Olefikach Yitiru Koshu L'tzorech Hamoid. So Fakert, L'tzorech Hamoid and Chalamoid, everything is Mutter because Fakert. This is the Ruach of the Yontes. The Choshu Dover Ha'ovid. He says, why would they matter a Dover Ha'ovid? Kidei Shiloye Doyeg Ala Vedosoi, Vinimna Misimchas Yomtev. They were matter a Dover Ha'ovid, not als the Etzem Hefzid. They were matter a Dover Ha'ovid, als because if he cannot take care of this Dover Ha'ovid, it'll be a Doyeg and it'll be Menei Simchas Yomtev. Avol Isser Meloche B'Yudalid Einoi L'mayit Teirech V'Omol. That one is not permitted to do Meloche in Yudalid is not because he should not be Teireyach Yudalid. Hochil, what's wrong with Tirche? Beinetam Elok De Loch in Tzolche Yontem. So that's how the Ritva says Pshat in the Gemara. Ritva Pshat in the Gemara that the Gemara is proving him That means Elamar Avashi Moyid Arbaosa Karomis. That means you want to be medame. You're learning pshat that it's a true dimyan that whatever is muta b'moyed is muta in arbaosa meili avakasha. So elam ayoychal is muta b'moyed. It should be muta b'arbaosa. So all malachas should be muta. That was your kash. All malachas should be muta. Moyed arbaosa karomis. Moyed mishum tirchu, the two different sugim. Moyed mishum tirchu b'makim seide shorer rabbonam. It's a different, the whole inyan is a different inyan. It shouldn't be tereyach, b'makim seide, because the tirchu lachsir mir is memayet simchas yontif, b'makim seide shorer rabbonam. Arbaosa mishum tzerich yontifu. The reason why they asked is because they want that the tzorcha yontif should be done arbaosa. Mi did the tzorcha yontif shor rabona, mi did lava tzorcha yontif lo shor rabona. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Ein mefanin mi bayis le bayis. Rashi and the Riv says pshat as follows. Ein mefanin kelim utfue mibayise labayis rochik mizeh mipnei ha-teirich. I mean, we're speaking about that one house is far away from the other, and it's a big tirche. The Baruch HaShulchan wants to say, Baruch HaShulchan says, the lacquer di rossoi, mimokim ze, lemokim ze, tirche gdoile, vein datoi mis yasheves, vis patel beze, mis simches yomtev. I mean, we see very good that the linyan tirche is a stira to simches yomtev. It's all one thing. So ein mefanim mi bayis labayis. One cannot move from one house to another house. And Rashi had said in the Mishnah, labayis rochik mizeh. So we're speaking about two houses which are far away. Seems that's a big tirche. Havo mefanu lechatzeiroi. Mefanu lechatzeiroi. So Rashi says on the Rif, Kasal Kedaitach, Afilu Lechatzeiroi Sherochek Misham. You're allowed to be mefanu to the chotzer. So this doesn't make sense. Here we say if it's rochek, you're not allowed to al satirche. Then it says mefanu lachatzeir. So the Gemara is going to ask. Then ein meviim kelim ibeis umin vimchoishish lehen mefanu lachotzer acheres. Zot Rashi avol mefanu lachatzeir. Voho mashmalei achshav. Shemevi mi bayis shebechotza acheres lechatzer. It's being the bayis of a chotza acheres. So it's also rochik. He's bringing it to his chotza. And this is permissible. So you just said before, if it's rochik, you're not allowed to. Imchoishi shema yinkonvu. This is a different than Vin Kalem I Baisa Umin im Khoishis Laham Mchaishlam Shema allowed to bring it. Khoishlam Mafano Lakhotzachas. Mchaisha Shema Yigondu Mafano Lakhotzachas. Amrit Reisha ain Mefanin Klau. The Reisha said if it's Rocha you cannot allow to be Mefane. Amarabaya Seifa son Labaya Shebechotza. Not speaking about a bay mi bay shebechotza acheres lechatzer. It's speaking about a bay in the chotz. So it's not far. So there's no tirche. Ba'amre treisha ein mefanin mi bayis lebayis. So the Gemara says even if it's a bay shebechotza, bochitan mefanu mi bay shebechatzeroi lechatzeroi. That means that it's not Rochek, and there's no Tirch. Muki Yosef mentions Tirchin, and Muki Yosef also mentions that he says as follows, the Derech Hashus Arabim also, Vayisechot Zamuta Mishim Dahabet Sine. Seems to mention another Nekude. When it's Rochik and they go through the Hashus Arabim, it seems it's Avshe Milsa, they're moving in Chalamoid, so Mamela, that's so besides the Tircha, it seems there's an Isra of Avshe Milsa, and Ba'oisa Chotzer is Mutter, Mishim David Tzine. So that means, he says, it's Tzine, and it's not such a big Tircha. Let us see Tosfos. Ei mefane mi bayis lebayis. So the Mishnah means that it's speaking about its Chochet, its Tircha, and so, Bishalmi Matir Mibayis Acha Lebeisoi Sha'orov Odom Loder Bishalai. The Rishalmi says as follows. The Rishalmi says, we answered for one to move from one house to another house. So the Rishalmi says, this is speaking about one of two cases. Either it's speaking about both houses belong to him, or it's speaking about that both houses don't belong to him. No, he's renting. So then he's moving. He's moving from one house to another house. Then that's also. It's a tilche. So it's also. But what happens if he's moving from a rented apartment to his own house? He's moving into his own house now. And it's mibayis labayis, it's rochek, and there's a tirche, the same tirche. So it's mutter, because since he's moving into his own house, so the rosh is moisev simcha huloi. And it's moiridik tachsach mir with the keraneir and the ritual we have mentioned, because the whole iser of tirche is because tirche is a stirit to simcha. And if by moving to his own house, Fakert, he'll have a meiridik a simchus yontev, because Fakert, now he's in his own house. So mameila, so then the tircha becomes bottled to the simcha. The tircha is not a stira to the simcha. The tircha will bring about a simcha. So mameila, then it is permissible. The Mr. Brura brings down two other tziyurim, which will be mutter, to move in Chalamoit. One tzir is he was living in a Goyish neighborhood and he's moving into a Yiddish neighborhood. Afilu, both are rented houses. It's also permissible. This is also a simcha. And then in Shadatzin, he wants to say, if let us say that he was, before he lived in a dire she'ene miyuchedes, he didn't have a private room. He was living with other people in the room. And now he's moving to a private room. So Mamela, even though both are rented, but Alkman, that's also Simcha Hilai. Masha Enkein, the Sharatzin says, if let's say before he lived in one room and then now he's moving to five rooms, that is also, because in Yerushalmi it says, Afilu, he's moving from Adire Mechuel to Adire Noe, it's also also. So it seems the simcha is only in certain cases. Either he's moving into his own house, or he's moving into a Yiddish neighborhood, or he's moving, and now he has a private dira, he's not living together with others. The aim of being Caleb is based on Umin. Omar of Papi, Bodek lon rob. So in our Mishnah it says, one is not permitted to bring kelim mibeisa umin. Before we go further, what's the issa to bring kelim mibeisa umin? So this seems to be a machloikis. Rashi in Psochem says, al tzirche. It's talking about it's not l'tzirche chamoyed. So it's a tirche. And Muki Yosef says, al tzchshad. It means if people sheyaimru shenosnam b'moyed, people will say that he was taking it out from the woman, b'moyed, mustami gave it b'moyed also. Zog to Gemara, Omar ha-popa bodik lo rove, rove ersta shashayla. Now we learned that the Mishnah Mevi'in Kalim Ibeisa Umen, Bereminu, we learned Melichin the Mevi'in Kalim, one is permitted to bring and to take out, to bring to the Umen, and to bring home from the Umen, Kalim Ibeisa Umen. Va'afa b'sha'ino l'tzayra chamoyit. That was the kasha that Rava asked Rav Popper. And we answered him that in Psochim where it says that Melichin and Mevim is permitted, Kam Ba'arbo Osa. Ba'arbo Osa, it's permissible. Kam B'choyloi Shalmoid. Chalamoid, if it's not a Tzorech Hamoid, it is Osa. That was one Teretz he told him. He boy Yiseimo, and then he told him another Teretz, Ho B'choyloi Shalmoid. Both are speaking b'chayli shalmoid. Kan b'maminoi, kan b'she'einoi maminoi. That mevi'in is speaking about, that what it says in Psochim, mevi'in mibeis umen is speaking about that he trusts him. He can leave it by him, because he trusts the umen. And the Amishnah is speaking about that he doesn't trust the umen. Sorry, the other way around. The speaking about that he doesn't trust Uman. So he doesn't trust Uman, so therefore he's permitted to take it away from the human, bring it home. And our Mishnah is speaking about that he trusts the human. If he trusts the human, that's Shalayla Tzerech Hamayit, so it's us. Zakt Rashi, Bi Yodalad Melichna Mevi'in Kailim, Mechila Shamayit Ein Mevi'in, Kambam Aminoi Le'umen. Our Mishnah is speaking about that he trusts him. Ein Mevi'in, Shalayla Le'tzerech, there's no reason why he should do it in Chalamayit. Ein Maminoi, but if he doesn't trust him, then it's Mevi'in. Vosanye, so the Gemara wants to bring a raya to this Yisod, that there's a difference if Maminoi, Ein Maminoi. Sanya, we learned as follows. Menechusa. Mevi in Kalim Ibeisum, and one is permitted to bring Kalim Ibeisum, and Kegoin, Kad, Mibeis, Hakado, Vekois, Mibeis, Hazagog, and that means it's a Tzerech Hamoyt. Avoloitzema, Mibeis, Hatzabo, but to bring back wool from the dyer, that's a Shalil Tzerech Hamoyt, that's awesome. But like Kalim Ibeisum, which are Shalil Tzerech Hamoyt, is also awesome. That what is if this poil does not have what to eat? Lois and lois choroi. So then he pays him. And he leaves it by him. So what does this mean? So Magnavrom explains as follows. If he does, here it's speaking about, Chazal said that to take Kalim, from the Umen, Shalayla Tzerech Hamayit is awesome. It's awesome. Finished. So Lachayre, if it's awesome, so I'm not mechuyev to pay him either. I pay him when I get back my Shchayre. If I can't get back the Shchayre, so just like I have to suffer, you'll suffer with me. I mean, why should you not mechuyev to pay him? Up in Gidrei Choshe Mishpah. So, but what is if ein lei mayoichel? So then, pshat is vusatek is indik. That means ein lei mayoichel. You have problems that you can't take it back. But ein lei mayoichel. So if ein lei mayoichel is mechuyev to give him the money. So you have to give him the money. He worked for you, so you have to give him the money. Now that you're giving him the money, so now, and you leave it by him, so that's shreklach. So then the umen later, when I want to come after Yontif to mount back the kalim, will say, pay me for it. Over time an asik. So that's pshat. Pshat is as follows. Vim ein lei mayoichal, nois and lei schore, is mechuyiv to give him the money, umei micha yetzloi, afal pikein, you can't say, listen, I'm giving him the money, so this is dangerous, he's gonna mount from me again the money when I want to come back and take my kalim after Yontif. No? Sorry. Umei micha yetzloi. You pay him because he needs the money. Umei micha yetzloi. But what if he's a person he's not trustable? So then you take it out of his house and put it put in someone else's house. I mean, get it away from the woman. The woman, if you don't trust him, so you're going to want to get it away from the woman, he's going to tell you you have to pay me. He'll to say a lie in your face, you never paid me for it. So remain him, if he's afraid that the house next to him is, the Tesa Rashb explains, usually the woman's house is a good house. People don't, are not umnim and have, houses that you can steal chafetzim from. So, but the next door neighbor could be, doesn't have such a good house. So, vim choishish lahem shema yignabu, maybe it will be stolen from the next door neighbor. He accomplished that it's out of the human's hands, but he's not, batuach, that won't be any gneiva. Is then, mevion betzina b'seich beise. Then he brings the betzina b'seich beise. So memele, so we see klo, disperaise. That if him einoi ma'aminoi, one is permitted to take it. So memele, that was the second terrace. Frag the Gemara, Tiratzto, Mevian. Very good. The Stire, our Mishnah says, Ein Mevian. And in Psochem it says, Mevian, she said a very good Teretz. He's talking about Ein Mevian, he's talking about Mamina. Ein Melichin Kasha, but what's the Teretz of Melichin? The Tani Mevian. Because by us it says, Ein Mevian. If it's Mamina, it's Ein Mevian, but Choshkein, she Ein Melichin. Al Machbar, take it, Shanyami, Korem. Let us see Rashim. Pasanya siu, kad v'koisel tzechamoy, den avon tzema v'kelm ein tzechamoy. V'im ein lulu, m'mayoy, chol noysel eischoroyim. V'im mefana l'chot tzacheres, Rashim was geiris, but the achoynim amoychi. V'im mefana l'chot tzacheres, shem, choshesem shem ignoivu, mefana l'chot tzacheres. V'im einim aminoy b'chot tzacheres, the Melichin, the Psochim, the Melichin, 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 the Melichin,